Welcome back to part four and the final part of our informational interview with CJ Lindsay.
I'll also throw out there that I think that we potentially have more influence over if it's a Thursday or a Monday morning, right?
Yes.
Like our mentality and kind of the way that we approach things. I remember, and this is something I talk about in that book, I remember when I first got hired on at DC and I first started doing some curation. It was right before the first Aquaman movie came out. And okay. So I was reading Aquaman comics. I was watching every YouTube I could about Aquaman. I was looking at every Aquaman story from the 1960s. I was watching the cartoon. I was looking at any appearance that he had in any of the animated shows or movies. So by the time I went to an employee screening of Aquaman, I was like, I don't freaking care about you right now. I don't care about Aquaman. I don't want this. I'm so done with Aquaman. And then the movie ended up being what it was. I don't think legally I can give my opinion without risking some things. So yeah, the movie was what it was. And I just was so done with all things Atlantis. And I remember realizing that and being like, okay, CJ, before this job, would have been ecstatic about this movie.
Yes.
And now CJ in this job, the job that he wanted, a dream job that he had been fighting for a really long time, now suddenly doesn't like this movie. And I realized it was all me. That was all my own mentality, my own perspective. And if I just remembered what it was like before I got the job, then that fulfillment that we talked about, that gratification, came in spades. It just flooded me. So taking a step out of what you do to realize the impact that you're having is kind of essential. And I think most people are actually kind of bad at that. Like it's a hard thing to, when you're in it, you're in it. So yeah. So anyway, so don't be quick to kind of cut the cord and run. Work on yourself to find happiness in the place that you're in, because the grass is always greener on the other side. Right. But you know, the grass is green where you water it, that whole thing.
Yeah.
I wish I came up with that. That's so good.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're kind of getting low on time today. So I want to hear any final words of wisdom to impart to our listeners, or anything you would like to plug, anything you would like to say.
Yeah. Word of wisdom. You know, you can go buy my book. It's called Growing Up Versus Growing Old, A Battle Only a Superhero Can Win. So it's on Amazon. Go check it out. I guess the departing words of wisdom would be, whoever you are, whatever you're going after, you have specific talents that are specific to you. You have experiences that only you have had, and whatever, like this industry, entertainment industry, and I'm sure any other industry, this is just the one I know the best.
Yeah.
Will try and tell you that whatever skills those are or whatever experiences those are, they don't matter because it's so competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to not listen to that. Your competitive edge are your specific talents and the perspective that you bring. So trust yourself more than you probably are right now, and trust that what you have is enough. So when you go into that interview or you are thinking about reaching to that person on LinkedIn, trust that what you have is enough, because I think most people get in their own way and they say, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not going to apply for that job. Apply for that job, because so many people are bad at what they do. I've been surrounded by a lot of dumb people in my career. So go after it. You're more capable than you think you are.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, CJ, for joining us today on Ask John. Something that I want to point out to our listeners, when you're doing these quote unquote informational interviews, when you're talking to people who are in the professions, this is an informational interview. What we just did with CJ and myself, this is what you're doing, where you can kind of start out asking those specific questions, but really you just want to have a conversation with somebody who's in the job. There's nothing scary about it. There's nothing formulaic that needs to happen. It's just talking about people, what talking to people about what they do. So that's kind of what I wanted to leave our listeners with. Thank you again, CJ. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. For more career information, visit us at dornsife.usc.edu career pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.